from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's just getting comfortable so I can get you comfortable. I'm rolling my shoulders here, and now I'm rolling them the other way. And what better time for a shoulder roll? I don't know, but neither do I, because I'm here just to make sleep with me. The podcast puts you to sleep. And if you're a regular listener and you fall asleep fast, if I could have your attention until the theme music starts, because these are the ways we keep the show going. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life and it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to both of those, like, how much is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is a lot of things. Odoo is award-winning management software. Odoo is total control of your entire company in one place. Odoo is a suite of fully integrated applications for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between.
Basically, Odoo is what your business needs to succeed. So if you're ready to get more done in less time, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, business management made simple.
And there's also a bunch of people to help out on the show. Mr. Barter, you know, you got some credits for us. I'd like to give you credit. Can you give some other people credits?
Chris Posty poster some. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. the lecture. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team write us down or on the website. I am the mystery bar. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at Jonathan Mann. I'll write a song for you. It's almost Christmas, y'all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Deuce Deer Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Those are good places to get me. And you can... you know, share the show with the people you love. Say, hey, you're having trouble sleeping? Let me show you how to listen to a podcast called Sleep With Me or any other great podcast out there. Spread the word. Spread the holiday snooze. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying. That's it. Let's keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, your routine, habit, whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to distract you from that, keep you company. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic, all to be your friend, to keep you company here in the deep, dark night. It's a slow, I guess the intros have flown like molasses right now for some reason. But, you know, I'm here to help. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet. Oh, did I already say that? I did. Pointless meander. Sorry about that. I guess I'm a little off tonight, but I'm here to help. But, you know, be honest here is... I'm like feeling, I don't know if it's tepid or lackadaisical, like I slept good last night, but up until last night I hadn't slept so good. And that's one of the reasons why I make this show. Now, if you're new, maybe I'll come back to, you know, this is not make it about me, let's make it about you. Hey, welcome, come on in. I created this safe place, I smoothed it, I padded it, I rubbed it down. You know, I added some extra, you know, D's in there. For delightfully dreamy. Yeah, see, and, you know, D's also make good pillows because you, like, these are 3D D's, believe it or not. D's in three dimensions. D says, finally, I get my due. Because the D said, you know, everybody just looks at me from the side. And then if they look at me straight on when I'm only unidimensional, they say, well, they could be any letter. It could be an I. You see, no, I'm a D. You're just looking at me straight on. But that was when I was a 2D D. Look out, world. I'm a 3D D now. But welcome. This is maybe a breakthrough. Somebody get Zaltzman on the phone. We got some letters. We haven't checked with Helen in a while. But let's see. So if you're new, don't try to make a whole lot of sense of this podcast. I mean, you can. But most reviewers say it's better if you kind of consume it passively at first to see how it goes. Surrender to the flow, as a recent review someone said. And say, yeah, well, I'm just going to kind of observe this, like just like watching a bird at a bird bath. I mean, when I watch a bird, I say, well, did the bird bring its own soap? I think this has come up before too, bird baths. To say, are you really taking a bath or are you playing around in there? That's like every parent at bedtime anyway. But for baths, for birds, I think are you taking a bath or are you socializing? And to say, well, Ma, this is the first time I've seen all these different birds. I'm just trying to sketch up and see what life like a sparrow is like. And, Robin's famous. So sorry, Ma. Oh, so, but new listeners, do you like kind of like see if it goes like that? Because I'm here to help. So don't try to make too much sense of it. No pressure to listen. This is a podcast that can be here while you fall asleep as opposed to putting you to sleep to keep you company as you drift off. Maybe you could just barely hear my dog Koa snoring in the background. I don't know. I think I put her to sleep. Recently, she likes to sleep right by the door or lie there and listen. And she gives me notes afterwards. She says, let's have a lunch meeting. I said, well, it's 4 o'clock. It's between breakfast. You don't eat lunch, actually. You eat breakfast and dinner. Well, yeah, but I got to give you some notes on the podcast. So sit down. Okay, but if you're a new listener, let me get back. So I do tend to go off topic and change topics. Don't try to figure stuff out. I guess that was it. No pressure to fall asleep. That's the other thing. I'm going to be here for about an hour. You can also queue up episode after episode after episode if you need to. I'm here to the very end. I put everything into these shows. So if you can't fall asleep, at least I can be here to keep you company. So let's see. No pressure to fall asleep. No pressure to listen. Oh, structure of the show. So the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going and free. Then there's an intro, which probably we're like 5 minutes into. The intros are around 12 minutes or so of me, trying to explain what the podcast is. It ends up taking me somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes to get this information. Podcast to put you to sleep. Be here while you fall asleep. Keep you company. No pressure to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. Structure the show. Start off with the business and the intro. Then we'll have a little bit of business between the intro and the show. Then the show, which tonight will be a launch of our holiday, a new holiday series, which is definitely episodic. Each episode is self-contained, so you can listen to it in any order. Although I haven't recorded any episodes yet, so maybe not, but we'll see. Episodic. And then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. And I make the show because I've had trouble falling asleep. Like things like, I'll be lying in bed. And the next thing I know, I'll say, what about these 3D letters? This 3DD, keep coming back to that picture in my head. And they say, I had no idea you had such beautiful sides. You're so full. It's like I'm seeing you right in three dimensions. Finally, I've been this way the whole time. You just represented me in two dimensions. Well, also like spoken and, short sound and long sound. D, is that only in vowels or is there a short D and a long D? Is it D and da or da? Don. A dessert, a Dimitri, a divine. I don't know, but sorry about that, D. It's good to see you. One day you'll be in the four dimensions or maybe even five. I've heard there's like up to 12 other ones. I know. Why can't I just say, well, you look great. I tell you what, I've never seen a letter look better in three dimensions. You're correct. I have never seen any other letters. And what letters other than D would I want to see in three dimensions? Only you and all of the other letters that would like to be in three dimensions. but I'm really enjoying just seeing you, D. How does it feel? Go ahead, feel your side. Oh, you don't have any, we didn't anthropomorphize you. We just made you into three dimensions. Here, let me just adjust the setting on my imagination. Just a couple of clicks. Yep, there you go. You could, now you're anthropomorphized or whatever. So now you could touch your sides. Yeah, go ahead. Feel your figure. It's lovely. It is lovely. Oh, D. It's, I think I used up all of the D words in my vocabulary, except for darn with an A, you know, but I'd say it the other way. If I was looking at you in the mirror, D, I'd say diggity dog, hot diggity dog. I think that's what Goofy used to say, some afternoon show. Yeah, so it's good to see you. It's good to be three dimensions, and I think you should, spread the word, if you don't mind me punning around, and see if any other letters are, because I don't know if you should show off and say, hey, C, A, B, C, D, E. You know, but I think maybe you are the one that was, because 3DD. Somebody just called from the 70s, and they said 3DD was patented back then. So I'm going to have to put you back in two dimensions. No, you need glasses to see. In that case, we'd need special glasses to see you. That only existed in the 70s. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to put you back into... Let's just violate the terms of that. I got enough people on my tail anyway. Maybe you could help me. Maybe you could go to school. Maybe you could go to school to be whatever the person is, a patent violator, trademark violator defender is. A defender of Scoots when he uses, terms like 3DD. Oh, actually, and it was said like that, 3DD. So maybe you already have a case, and now you just got to go to law school and, get that sorted out. But particularly, the sooner the better for me, D. Ooh, it makes me want to sing, but I probably shouldn't. I mean, it is the beginning of the podcast. And, yeah, this is a podcast that thinks about these kind of things. It's a podcast to put you to sleep, to be here while you fall asleep. If you're new, I think that's kind of all the info you need. I can't sleep sometimes. And also I wanted somebody to be there to keep me company, and say, hey, it stinks. Let me try to help. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. So give it a few tries. See if it works for you. But I'm here to help. So let's see how it goes. I really appreciate your time and you coming by. And I work very hard and I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. Thanks so much, and here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Well, hey, everybody, you're just in time for our new holiday series, The Happiest Holiday Shop. And this is the first episode, definitely episodic, so you can listen to these in any order. India, you could listen to them in the holiday season or not. They'll be slightly holiday themed because they all take place. One thing that relates them is The Happiest Holiday Shop. So I'm going to turn things over to the narrator of this show. Thanks so much for listening. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Happiest Holiday Shop. Tonight's tale is of Addison and Casey, a couple going through a little bit of a rough patch. The relationship is a bit like an old car. You see, is it stalled? Will it restart, or is it going, you know, what's the future of this car? I think both of them are in the same position there in the relationship, Addison and Casey. You know, they still talk, and they're still present. They play their roles, but I think it's getting old. They recently had a discussion that went something like this. I'll probably be paraphrasing, so my apologies to Addison and Casey. Okay, I've just been forgot about it. I'm sorry. Are you really listening, or are you not listening? Because you're moving your hands around, and I don't feel like you're. I don't feel like you're here. And I'll find out about the holidays. I got it. And what about gifts? Did you decide what you want to do about gifts? Sure, gifts are great. Okay, I guess I'm done with this discussion. You can forget about it. Like, you should just decide, or if you're going to be present in this world. In general, in this world right here, like in this kitchen, in this home. Okay, so wait, so you want me to not apologize for the gift, or to be present in the moment for a gift? Or do you actually, if you were going to think about a gift and give it to me, and I will try to put, do you have a specific gift in mind, though? You got to go, because I have to work from here. So please just go for a walk or go somewhere. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll go out and look for a gift. I'll see you later. And so Addison headed out for a walk, and they'd moved recently to a more walkable neighborhood in an attempt to reinvigorate things between them. They had this vision of hand-holding and walking to the movies or to dinner, swinging their hands between them under the branches of autumn trees, or trees covered in winter snow, trees budding with the spring, or hiding and picnicking in the shade of those trees in the summer. But instead it became a place of perfunctory date nights, where they had tried to plan and decide each one, where it felt like they were going through the motions. But tonight, Addison paced through the town, a little town square in the center, with a fountain that never seemed to be working on a consistent basis, but it didn't seem to follow, never seemed to be under repair either. And Addison stood there at the fountain, muttering to it, pacing around, looking in the windows of the bistros and the cafes at people eating together, at the lettering on the windows of the quaint shops. And as Addison scanned, one shop caught the eye. shop I'd never seen before. It's the happiest holiday shop in gold and green metallic lettering in the window and a similar hand-painted wooden sign on the awning above the door. And the lights were on inside, and there was motion in the front window. There was some display. And Addison headed over, walking swiftly, and in the center of the display was a giant wrapped box, present with a bow on it. What was strange and what was causing the motion was that the box was in the center of a train, not a train set, but a train display, with hills and mountains and depots. And then, as the trains would go through one of the mountains, through a tunnel, instead of emerging on the other side, they seemed to go into the present and sit there. Because as Addison watched, the timing was off, as if the trains were stopping inside the present and sitting there for a little while, and then heading back off onto their travels around the track, zooming. And Addison stood there for a while, making sure it wasn't the imagination, that it really was the motion and the pause, and then the resuming of the journey. And then Madison's hand reached out and opened the door of the shop almost involuntarily and walked in. Reindeer bells, of course, jingled on the door, and a rich smell of pine and evergreen, almost a sweet, sappy smell, with just a little bit of orange and cloves underneath it, it filled the air. But it was just subtle enough that he said, wow, this feels like this is how this place should smell. And everywhere there were trees and ribbons and garland and silvers and golds, reds and greens, candles and menorahs, Santas and elves, Unity cups and corn, mats and cards and baubles and, everything, and so many decorations for trees. It was a bit of a feast, overwhelming, not garish, but a bit like a buffet. And then a voice spoke out, hello, hello. Happy holidays. Welcome to the Happy Holiday Shop. Is there something we could do for you? Welcome. Is there something we could help you find? And Addison still stumbled about the shop. And the shopkeep was actually a couple. And for a second, Addison thought it reminded him of the couple toward Carol Kane and Billy Crystal in The Princess Bride. And Addison paused for a second and said, I thought it was a Happy Christmas. I've heard of a Happy Christmas shop. And the couple laughed. And they said, no, this is the Happy Holiday shop. A bit like that. That's at the Dickens Fair, the Happy Christmas shop. Anyway, what can we help you with? Are you decorating or looking for a gift or... We saw you looking in the window. I'm looking for a gift. What do you have in mind? Do you have something in mind? Well, if it was something that would bring happiness, it would be terrific, actually. Yes, we get that a lot here. Let's start with, who's it for? It's for Casey. During this time... Addison was walking around the shop, picking things up and looking at them, but not really looking at them, like a nervous energy playing out with touching things. Who's Casey? Someone special, clearly. Well, it's my partner. Well, did you have something in mind, or did they have something they've asked for? I mean, yeah, something nice. I'd like to get to some, Casey, something nice. Okay, well, let's start. What do you want to say to Casey? What are you looking to express? What do you mean say? Convey. Is there a emotion, a feeling? Is something or something you need to connect on? Is something, you know, is there something going on? You know what I mean? I'm just trying to help you brainstorm for some kind of gift. Yeah, you know what I was going to ask you? What's that present on? There's a train set there, and then there's a present on it, and the trains are trains are stopping inside the present, right? Ah, yes. This is our holidays display. We try to change it. It's a little bit of mystery, I guess, for you there. I'm afraid I can't answer it. We will be revealing it later this week. Wait, what do you mean? Well, it's a surprise. We'll be revealing it later this week. Surprise what? What's under the box? Is it going to be something you're selling? Yes. But let's get back to Casey. Could you tell me more about Casey? Well, could I just have a peek under there? Because could you just tell me the trains are stopping, right? I was counting. I mean, I know they're stopping, but part of me is just like, are they stopping? What are they doing underneath the box? Well, like I said, we'll be revealing it later this week. You're welcome to come by and see it, but when we do it or afterwards. You know what? It's shopping in the store is a lot of work. You're not making it. What if I just buy? Can I just buy it right now? I'll buy the box from you, or whatever's underneath it. If you're going to sell it anyway, I'll save you the time. Well, no, it's part of our store. Well, you could just. I'll just buy it and pick it up later. Just show me what it is I'm buying. No. That's not how it works here. I realize it's a lot of work. Getting the right gift. Why don't you just pause for a second and kind of breathe in the smells of the store and have a look around. I see you moving around the store. But why don't you look around the store just for a moment and breathe it in and then head home. No pressure to buy anything. You could come by when we reveal the box. I have something for you even. And maybe it'll trigger something that Casey might like. Or you might want to come back. Or maybe even bring Casey along with you. Wait, like, you don't want me to buy? I'm willing to buy something right now. Well, yeah, no, we're trying to help you find the right gift and not just any gift. You know, there's easier ways to get gifts than this. You're kind of making this a little bit of a hassle. Like, I'll just go, do you sell gift cards here? Oh, you know the end. Of course not. We sell cards, and we sell cards, handmade cards you could give as a gift with a lovely note. Maybe that's what Casey would like. Now, I'm looking for something more straightforward. I don't need to give the gift giving process to be stressful. I have enough of that. Okay, well, let me grab you something and feel free to come by. Like I said, go home and see. You know, if you're welcome to shop somewhere else too. But do come by, even if you're not going to buy anything, and come by for our unboxing. I have a ticket for you here. You sell tickets to the unboxing of something you're going to sell in the store? Well, no, we don't sell them. We just give them. Oh, here you go. It's a really thick. This is really nice paper. It feels almost like linen. It's thicker than stationery. Wow, it feels amazing. Well, that's good. You're feeling, yeah. This is raised, is this real foil? It's like a matte grain. Yes, it is. And it's a ticket for two or one or three or four. It's just a ticket for two. We find, you know, it's the two of us here. What's Mistletoe Junction? Ticket for two to Mistletoe Junction on the Northern Local. It's a train ticket. It's for fun. Okay, well, maybe I'll come by. the dates and the time is on there when we'll open the box and show it to everybody. Okay, thanks. Thank you so much. And with that, Addison headed home. And as Addison walked back home, Addison's thoughts kind of turned inward and his thought, I'll get all this figured out. But there was also an element of grouchiness in there, maybe a little bit of delusion. Addison saying, oh, I'm totally calm. I'm totally good at this. I'll figure out a gift. Part of Addison's attention kept returning to the train and the box. And when Addison got home, Casey was there. And there was a bit of tension still and grouchiness. And they slept in separate rooms that night. And Addison tossed and turned and could hear Casey sniffling in the other room. And things kind of went back and forth between Addison's mind. And then the next morning, Addison got up bleary-eyed and went down into the kitchen, kind of dreading crossing paths with Casey. Addison's jacket was draped over a chair in the kitchen and pocket emptied on the kitchen counter. Casey was having a cup of coffee. And Casey's face had, you know, some speckles of the night's expressions of emotions. But in Casey's hand was the ticket for two to Mistletoe Junction. "What's this?" Casey asked, and Addison said, it was a surprise. "A surprise?" "Yeah, look, listen, I'm really sorry about last night, and I guess I was wrong, I've been wrong, and I'm sorry that I've been so distracted and I haven't been here, and I know I need to change, I'm just having trouble with it, but I want to." "Oh, well, I accept your apology, it's your inability to change that I can't accept. If you can't change, things are going to change no matter what. Do you understand? Like, with the changing of the year, are you with me, Addison? Do you understand?" Yeah. But this surprise, it's got my attention. Mr. Ticket for Two to Mistletoe Junction. What is it? I've never heard of this, Northern Local. Is this like one of those couples train tours or something?" "Well, it's just a surprise. You're going to have to wait and see, I guess." "Well, this is a start. This seems like a change I could get behind. So, have a good day." And Addison headed out for the day. And as soon as Addison was free from work and had some time, at lunch, Addison raced over to the town square into the happiest holiday shop, rushed to the door, rushed in, and he said, "I got the ticket. It worked. I gotta buy the box. I gotta buy the train sets." Okay. So what do you mean it worked? Are you going to come to the thing?" "Oh, what do you mean it worked?" "Well, no, it really worked. Your ticket worked. So let me, can I put a deposit down at least on it so no one else can buy it?" You can't do that, Addison. "You can come by, and if you come by right on time, you'll be able to purchase it. But did you give the ticket to Casey?" "Well, kind of. Casey found the ticket, Addison, what do you know about mistletoe?" "Well, you can kiss under it, but mostly banned. You know, you can't have it at office parties or anything. Not a good idea. Did you know that mistletoe, in the use of it, it dates back before Christmas as we know it, to a more ancient holidays. That mistletoe kind of grows in conjunction with trees most of the time. but can grow on its own. It's also traditionally been a symbol of fertility in life and virility even. It has always had great power, at least as a symbol, if nothing else. Okay, that's great, though, but I really need could we use this ticket? Is there any, like, couples train things that you know about, that I could pretend it's a trip to Mistletoe Junction? Like, you give me a ticket, it's just to see something unboxed that you won't even sell to me. I'll tell you what, Addison, are you serious about this? Are you serious about getting a good gift for Casey? I'm serious, I'm here. I'm willing to put dollars on the barrelhead or whatever they say, cash on the barrelhead. I would have to go get it, but I could go. I mean, did you take Apple Pay? Okay, hold on, Addison. We're giving out strings of mistletoe today to every customer, and even anybody that visits the shop, but why don't you take a sprig of mistletoe? Well, what are you going to try to sell me, like a mistletoe holder? I want what's under the box, or I want to, well, I'll give you a sneak preview, but not today. What is it about the ticket that got Casey's attention, do you think? That it was a nice surprise. Okay. Is there anything about the train set in the box that got your attention when you looked in and came in the store and demanded to buy it over and over again? It was kind of mysterious, I guess, and then wondering if the train's really stopping. And then, yeah, it's just something in me that wants to know what's inside that box, what's in there. So it's tantalizing, this mystery, this surprise, kind of like a mirror images of one another. Okay, I get what you could. Did you sell any empty boxes and with a wrapping paper? Oh, Addison, I like what you're saying. Maybe with a mistletoe sprig in the ribbon. Oh, wow, you did. This is why you run the happiest Christmas holiday shop. Dear, ring Addison up for an empty holiday box with a free spring of mistletoe. We'll sell you a mistletoe holder that's a box. And put something inside to give it some heft. Okay, so did you? I can't believe you thought about putting something inside there. I wouldn't even have thought about it. We've never done this before, Addison, but we have in other ways. What about a train set? Could I have a train set? I could just have something simpler, like circle. But we do sell train sets, Addison. Why don't you step over there and have a look? And so Addison bought a train set and bought an empty box filled with something to give it some heft, with a sprig of mistletoe on its bow. And Addison brought it home and set the train set up in an oval, circling the box. Put a little scented smoke in the smokestack of the train, started it, and waited for Casey to come home. And when Casey got home, it got Casey's attention. And they had an evening together with dinner and some laughter and some loving. And even the next day, texts were exchanged. What's in that box? I gotta know. And Addison saying, can't open it until the holidays. But Addison still felt like something was missing. The tension was still there. Like they were dancing around things, and that without the gift, there was something Addison wasn't seeing in the whole picture. And so that night, over to the holiday shop, as agreed with the shopkeepers, right after closing. And they said, come on in, Addison, for your special premiere. And they had Addison, they had this beautiful old train bench, something from the waiting room of a train station there in front of the box, in front of the train set, in front of the window display. They say, go ahead and sit down and lean forward. We're going to pull off the top of the box for you. And they pulled off the top of the box, and it was a train depot, Mistletoe Junction, it read across the top. And inside were little figures, and the train would come, and the train would stop, and even the doors of the train, the passenger trains, would open, like people were embarking or disembarking. And they said, get down, Addison, really lean in, get a good look at Mistletoe Junction. Really look in the windows, even. And Addison looked in the windows and could see that there was a telegraph station and a clerk there, people waiting, even a little board in there that moved and said North Pole, and it didn't seem real because it was so miniature. And then Addison said it felt like there was motion even, and I didn't know if it was the trick of the lights and how even LED, what kind of LEDs are you using? And then Addison's attention was drawn. Well, this is just a train depot. This is they're going to be anticlimactic. This isn't going to do it. It's just a train depot. Okay, Addison, try to stay present. Try to really look in the windows there. Just wait and really soak the station in. How am I supposed to stay present, though? This is it. Okay, Addison, why don't you lie down on the bench and look at the train station from a lying position? And hold, reach out. I'm going to move this holiday tree over here. And hold the holiday tree, smell its branches. Just look in and relax. See if there's anything else you see. You saw the moving board, North Pole. Elf Town, go ahead. And Addison laid there and started to look in the windows. And the lights just started to dim in the shop. And Addison felt the eyelids get heavy. The air get thicker. And then Addison heard an unfamiliar voice. Welcome to Mistletoe Junction. Can I help you? Addison sat up, and Addison was in a. Where is this? Where am I? Well, Mistletoe Junction. No. Where am I? Is this a dream or something? Oh no, you're in Mistletoe Junction. You must have just arrived and dozed off. It's nice and warm in here. I could see why. Maybe you had a cup of cocoa on the train. No, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be in a shop or something. Oh, you're supposed to meet someone at the shop. So it's just a short walk to downtown from the station here. No. Where am I? You're in Mistletoe Junction. Are you unfamiliar with Mistletoe Junction? Yeah. Well, here, Tinkles is headed over. Tinkles, are you? This is Tinkles the Elf. This is... Addison, nice to meet you, Tinkles. Addison, Tinkles, I've never been to Mistletoe Junction before. Oh, well, why don't you come with me and we'll walk right, I'm headed to town. Is that where you're headed, to Mistletoe Junction? Well, is Mistletoe Junction the station? I guess it's the town of Mistletoe Junction or the resort of Mistletoe Junction. Come along. And they walked out of the station. A green, picturesque train station, down a road, a cobblestone road, with just 300 yards off, beautiful gas lamps of a picturesque town, like something out of a theme park or a movie. So you've never been to Mistletoe Junction before? No, I never even heard of it. I don't really even know what I'm doing here. Let me tell you about Mistletoe Junction. It's a wonderful place. You must be here for a reason. This is where anticipation gets released. You see, how do I put it for you, Addison? So all of us, most of us, I guess in your visitor, and it's been a while since I've encountered a visitor, not from the North Pole. But you can only get here if you're supposed to be here anyway, so all of us elves are employed at the North Pole, or some of us are partners or spouses or family members or just friends and lovers of people who work at the North Pole. And it's hard work there at the North Pole, and no one lives there. It's lore says it does, but they've found that it's better to just be concentrating on making the toys. Santa's got this whole operation going. So the families and the friends and the companions of the people that live there, you start to miss them. And so at some point, the great minds, the Colossus and the other ones created Mistletoe Junction. And it's a place to reconnect with your loved one, your intimate loved one, your amorous loved one, your boo, your bae. So everyone that works at the North Pole occasionally gets a trip here to meet up with it's a place where baby elves get made, too, or humans, reindeer, snow people, a whole panoply of creation. And I guess I'm not blushing, but it kind of, so this is like a giant bed and breakfast for North Poleans. I guess you could say that it's like a couples resort, or single people who do come here, too. And they even have special singles weekends here. Though, well, we did meet at a singles weekend, Sprinkle and I, but it's a whole different story. But most of the time it's for couples to reconnect. Because you say, I miss the person. Okay, so it's just, what do you do? I mean, I get the idea of what you do, but that, what do you do other than doing what you do here? Oh, it's like a date. It's good for dating. There's plenty of things. There's sleigh rides. There's horse rides. There's plenty of restaurants. There's movies and mini golf, of course. Parks for walking. You'll see the town square here. And it's a place to relieve the tension. I mean, I think that is the important part, and to reconnect. But it's not a place of perfection either. People do have their disagreements, or sometimes the couples need to relieve other tension. You can even come here for couples work, whether body work or relationship building skills. They even have couples retreats of different kinds, and it's great because you randomly sometimes, I think they have some sort of algorithm they're working on, but they'll say you'll be sitting at your desk working, or your workstation, and they'll say, "Oh, tomorrow a trip to Mistletoe Junction," and believe me, it gets the eggnog flowing through your veins because you say, "Oof, I can't wait to get there tomorrow," and you'd be surprised at what a few weeks away, what it does but it's, you know what I mean. It really. Do you have someone in your life, Addison? I do, but we're kind of in a spot where there's a different kind of tension, like you were talking about. Things don't just, it's not always easy. It's not always easy being away with one person at the North Pole either, I know. It just doesn't start, sometimes you find out weeks ahead of time, and there's been different, sometimes you find out the night before. And sometimes you send each other letters knowing that it'll be a few weeks, because you do have, also assigned weeks. And you can exchange, love notes and things, and it builds it up. And you start to plan, what films are showing? There's the Laurel and Hardy Festival. You could even bid for a weekend. Oh, Laurel and Hardy, we could throw cream pies at each other. And, they're actually edible cream pie. Anyway, enough about Sparkle and Sprinkle, Addison and Casey are what we're talking about. And it's just a very open place to celebrate relationships or, you know, to sell, to remind you, am I making sense, Addison? Yeah, I mean, I can see in the window, so the, everyone enjoying themselves, but not everyone, you're right. And there's one other thing I didn't want to tell you about it till I could show you. It's here in the center of town is this fountain, Mistletoe Fountain, we call it, because it's Mistletoe Junction. And, you know, it has the thing throwing off the water and the pools and even this beautiful reflecting pool. And you could see the couples come and stand and look into the reflecting pool together. Now, this is where North Pole magic is actively at work. What do you mean? Well, okay, so it, everywhere where, now this is mostly an elven thing, but there's humans and, like I said, other beings that work at the North Pole. So North Poleans, as you said, everywhere where North Poleans live, that's not the North Pole. There's a version of this reflecting pool. And then in the North Pole, in the different elven villages there and the human villages, and you get the idea. There's a little square with the flowing part of the fountain. So there's the still part of the fountain and the flowing part of the fountain, but to get they're only together here. And traditionally what you do is you go and you look at when you're alone and you're missing the person, you go. And this is a tradition, but it also has North Pole magic. You go and you look in the reflecting pool. And it reflects back at you the things you appreciate and you love about yourself. That the other you could see what the other person loves in you, in yourself. And it's really stimulating. It really makes you feel, you say, oh, that is what's lovable in me. And this person, all the way to the North Pole, loves me in that way. And you feel this connection. And you feel good. And then in the North Pole, they watch the flowing. Somehow they can feel the flowing of the love back. They can kind of see a reflection, but it's a little bit different. It's not static. But they could feel your love flowing back to them. You know, it creates this cycle. I guess maybe I'm not doing the best explanation. But why don't you walk up and take a look in the reflecting pool? Okay, and Addison did walk up and look in the reflecting pool, but Addison didn't exactly like what Addison could see. A person who kind of had given up a little bit, but was still loved, like Addison could feel this wanting, like a desire of waiting for a flower to bloom and wondering if it would ever bloom. And Addison went back and Sprinkle or Sparkle, whoever was waiting. And so did you see something that helped you, Addison? I think so. I feel like, yeah, I mean, this is, well, maybe you and Casey could come back here one day and see it. Or maybe you could kind of create your own Mistletoe Junction somewhere. There's one other thing, Addison, just think about the other side of the reflection, like looking in and seeing Casey and what you love about Casey. Don't forget that part, even though it's automatic and in a North Pole magic. Make sure to look in there and see what you love about them. Okay, thank you, Sprinkle. Thank you so much. Okay, well, thanks for coming to Mistletoe Junction. I'm sorry it's not a single, so, you know, well, I guess you're not a single, though. So have a good evening. And Addison headed back to Mistletoe Junction, just in time to catch a southern local, actually. And the train was piling on with people... elves and snow people and sentient reindeer and humans, miners and dentists and all sorts, clapping each other on the back. Addison was the last person on the train, Everyone was so filled with relaxation and patting one another on the back. Oh, the time we had, did you try that new flavor of soft serve they had here? It was like everyone was relieved and euphoric, basking in the glow of euphoria as the train pulled out. Addison sat back down in a chair, soaking it in. And then Addison looked at the reflection in the mirror of the window at the train as the trees went by, started to see the things that Addison loved about Casey, the little things and the big things that Addison appreciated or forgot to take the time to appreciate, the things that Addison already missed, and the things Addison would miss. And then Addison's eyes got heavy, and Addison awoke inside the happiest holiday show. Oh, Addison, you how did you get a good look there? Did I fall asleep? No, it didn't seem like you fell asleep. You're really looking intently at the train station at the Mistletoe Junction. Yeah, I didn't realize. Could I take a look around the back and the sides? I was so busy looking in the windows. I didn't see the town square. In the fountain, can I get the fountain? The fountain and. In that, they also sell, that all comes with the set? It does, Addison. Okay, I'll take the whole thing. Do you sell any, like, real reflecting pools? Like something I could put outside? Addison, I think I understand what you're saying. North Polian reflecting pool, is that what you're saying? Well, yeah, what do you mean? Was this all real or what? Well, it sounds like you've got yourself a real holiday gift, Addison. And so Addison went home, and Addison hid, of course, the train station, and Casey kept wondering. And Addison went to work in the backyard and put a big box wrapped in weatherproof paper when Casey was at work and installed a reflecting pool. And the holidays came and the gifts were revealed. And Addison felt more present, and Casey felt that too. And each night they would go out together in the reflection of the moonlight, even in the drops of the rain or the cold winter wind. And they would stand at that reflecting pool, and sometimes it was frozen. And they would talk about one thing they were grateful for in one another. And they could see the reflection reflected back. And it was a gift that kept on going. And they kept on going together, deepening their love. And also Addison would tell Casey stories about Mistletoe Junction, imaginary ones, and sometimes they would involve some role play that would, you know, only in the holiday season when they would look at the train station and Addison would say, Casey, get a little bit better look there. Was it the present or the present from the happy holiday shop? Good night. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. Andrea, Deanna, and Andrew, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Mary, Steve, and Kelsey, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Catherine, Paul, and Kelly, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Laura, Matthew, and Tim, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Christopher, Kelly with an I, and Emma, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Adriana, Michelle, and Carla, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Greg, Justin, and Christine, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. David, Robin, and Diana, thanks, 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 and good night. Adrian, Jasper, and Thomas, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Nicholas, Sam, and Joaquin, thanks, good night. Adrienne, Chrissy, and Wayne, thanks, good night. Elizabeth, Joan, and Anthony, thank you, good night. Madison, Mallory, and Amanda, thank you, good night. Cindy, Adriana, and Amy, thanks, and good night. Thanks, and good night, everybody, for supporting the show. Sleep With Me is listener supported by people that support the show on Patreon and other means directly, and to those of you that support the sponsors, and you can do all that at our website. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. Over at nightvalepresents.com, you can see all their amazing shows. We're also a member of PRX. And we're here to help you fall asleep or to keep you company while you do. So cue up another show if you need to. And here you go. Let me tuck in and get you cozy there. Good night.
All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody.